Thank you. I'm glad to be able to be here. And to start with, I want to acknowledge all of the work of my co-authors, Claire Buffaut, Mike Van Loo, Noma Senavaratne, Amar Bhandari, and John Laurie. The majority of this work came from their group, and I'm just lucky enough to be the one who presented, I guess. Anyway, we all worked very well together as a team. And this is this is part of our Heartland Conservation Innovation grant. On the PNDEX has a few different teams, and this is the work from the modeling team that we've been doing. And so our first objective was to evaluate and assess the ability of APEX to simulate phosphorus loss. And so, of course, in an ideal world, we'd like to have a model or a tool that could give good quantitative feedback on how agricultural management impacts water quality. We could use this then to select optimum best management practices given site-specific characteristics and then evaluate the effects of these best management practices on water quality. So this is what we'd like, and APEX, in some people have promoted APEX, that it's a tool that could do this, particularly with limited data. And so part of our objective and what we'll be talking about today is, can APEX do this? Can it predict phosphorus losses in a quantitative manner without a lot of data, particularly without calibration? And then the second thing is, if we do calibrate it, can we predict losses? We've already heard a lot about APEX, so I'll go over this just real quick. It's a daily time step model. It reads in temperature and rainfall, and then given a whole host of parameters and inputs on soils and management, it will simulate crop growth, nutrient cycling, runoff, erosion, and then losses. So our objectives, first, can APEX predict sediment loss, phosphorus loss, and runoff without calibration? And this is what we call our best professional judgment parameterization. I'll define that here in a little bit. Second, how well can APEX predict those same variables with calibration? And so I'll present that data and refer to it as a full calibration. And then the final objective is, can we develop some sort of a regional calibration? So a set of parameters that tend to apply universally across the Heartland region. And that I'll give some data on that, but that's preliminary data. It's a work in progress right now. A little bit about our evaluation data sets. We've got a variety of sites across the Heartland identified here. The ones that I'll be presenting on are what we refer to as our Tier 1 data, Tier 1 sites, circled in red. So those five locations, two in Kansas, two in Missouri, and one in Iowa. These are the sites where we have the most data and enough data that we can calibrate and validate the model at each site. And this represents a variety of row crops and pasture, till, no-till, fertility with fertilizer or poultry litter, and some conservation management practice. So a variety of management there. So let me define our best professional judgment parameterization. What we did first is we selected options. So there are a variety of options which method you're going to use to simulate erosion or ET or things like that. So there are model options that we selected based on best professional judgment and what we knew about the sites and the climate and so forth. Our soils data for all the sites came from Sergo. Management data obviously had to come from the site. We used limited measured data, so only soil test P, total carbon, and total nitrogen. So we were trying to set this up for a site that you figured, you know, this is the minimum data that you would have available for the site. And then there's a whole host of parameters, and Noam already talked about those a little bit. A whole host of parameters that are values used to determine rates and processes. And that was, again, based on a painstaking process of evaluating what these parameters were supposed to simulate and what we thought would be the best parameter to put in there without visiting the site, taking measurements, things like that. And honestly, most of these you couldn't go visit the site and take measurements for them. They're parameters that would be difficult to do that with. This included a lot of discussion with model developers and actually resulted in some revision of the Apex code. And so I think through this whole process, we've resulted with just a better core Apex model because we've been able to go through and identify a few areas that needed improvement. Then we went on to a full model calibration where we started with our best professional judgment parameterization. We went ahead and added the best soils data that we could come up with for each site. So site-specific soils investigation, measured horizon depths, more detailed measured data on soil test B, total carbon, total nitrogen, and total phosphorus, measured texture, bulk density, and hydraulic properties if possible. So did our best job at getting soils information. We did some sensitivity analysis to determine those parameters that were most sensitive, and then proceeded with manual calibration and in concert with some automated parameterization. The main thing here is we optimized R-squared, Nash, Sutcliffe, and percent bias by adjusting parameters within the model. In total, we ended up adjusting across all of these different sites about 22 different parameters in the model were adjusted. Not all 22 at every site, but looking at the five sites, that's about what we had. So we did our site-specific calibration on an event basis, so I'm just going to run through two slides here real quick to give you an idea of what that entailed. So here's 4 years of data and the different runoff events that occurred during that 4 years of data. Our best professional judgment model tended to underpredict runoff on a few of those sites, overpredict on one considerably. But then with calibration, we were able to improve it quite a bit. And we ended up with a Nash Sutcliffe here on an event basis of 0.73, so pretty acceptable. Our phosphorus loss, this is for that same site. Here's our observed data. Apex here tended to overpredict phosphorus loss quite a bit from the best professional judgment. With calibration, it did quite a bit better. So we were able to improve predictions with calibration and in general substantially. So this was done at all sites. It's just really too much to go through for all sites, and you'd all fall asleep anyway. So we'll jump into aggregated data. So now at each site, we went ahead and aggregated this event-based data into years. And so we got 22 watersheds at these five locations, multiple watersheds at each location. We summed the data at each location by year and ended up with 112 site years of data. And so that's what these next few slides are going to be focused on, is this 112 site years of data to determine the accuracy of Apex predictions across multiple sites and management at an annual level. So the next few slides will follow the same general format as a XY plot. Measured runoff on the x-axis, simulated runoff on the y-axis. The blue line is our best professional judgment model parameterization. The orange line is the calibrated. And so here, our best professional judgment showed actually not too bad, but still a little bit less than acceptable Nash Sutcliffe. The fully calibrated model was much improved at 0.69. Sediment, Apex tended to overpredict at all these sites. Sediment loss had a very poor Nash Sutcliffe. With calibration, the main thing we were able to do is bring down a lot of the overestimates at sites that had very low sediment loss. Okay, and so with calibration, we were able to do that and come up with a more acceptable calibration there. And then for phosphorus loss, a similar story here, a lot of over prediction at the low values and then some under prediction at the higher values, not quite as good. In the end, it still improved with Nash Sutcliffe and came up with a decent value. It's a little tough to see all of the data because there were a few sites that had really high losses and then other sites that tended to be more in that 0 to 5 kilogram per hectare range, which are clumped down at the bottom. Anyhow, so we proceeded with a regional calibration by reviewing all those 22 parameters and then a few different options that we had had to change, came down with 14 parameters and three options that were different from what we had as our best professional judgment, some of them substantially different. And this is just a real quick review. We haven't completed this at all the sites, so this is just a few of those sites that we looked at before. That's why some of the numbers are different. But our best professional, if we look down the regional calibration for runoff, we had an R-squared of 0.73 and a Nash-Sutcliffe of 0.7, so not quite as good of what we had with the full calibration, but better than the best professional judgment and acceptable for a lot of modeling work. Sediment did not do as good, primarily because this set of data has very, very low sediment losses, and it's tough for APEX to predict those low sediment losses. And then for phosphorus loss, there was a little bit better, where the regional calibration had an R-squared of 0.72 and a Nash-Sutcliffe of 0.69. I guess I could use the pointer here. I'm reading off that bottom line. But I'll agree with Deanna, it's a tough pointer to use. Anyway, so in the end, the regional calibration looking like it has some promise, that approach has some promise. In conclusions, relying upon best professional judgment to set up and APEX and simulate runoff, sediment, and total phosphorus loss really did not produce satisfactory results, right? That would be an unacceptable way for us to predict phosphorus losses. We feel that with full calibration, it can produce satisfactory simulation of runoff, sediment, and total P losses. Improved runoff, greatly improved simulation of sediment and total P loss. The regional parameterization may be successful, but it requires some investment. I'd like to thank the NRCS for investing in this and encourage them to continue investing in development of models, because we have these tools, but they need continued work and calibration if we're going to try and apply them in a broader context. So, an acknowledgement to our runoff study managers, Matt Helmers, Ranji Udadawada, I didn't say that right, sorry, Dan Sweeney, and then the modeling support from Jimmy Williams and Jahek.